Next month will mark 1 year since a tornado tore through parts of Laurel and Pulaski counties. A Kentucky artist used remnants from that 2025 tornado to create that year's Governor's Awards in the Arts. I'm Sherry Lawson. I met Alita Stone in her woodworking studio, and I have this report. At her London, Kentucky woodworking studio, collage artist Alita Stone uses a belt sander to smooth out a piece of wood. This is where she created the 2025 Governor's Awards in the Arts.
It's all people that are linked into the art world in some way that win the awards. And being selected by the Arts Council to create the awards was such an honor.
The 8 awards Stone made are one-of-a-kind collages. For the theme, she was tasked with reflecting the strength and resilience of the people of Kentucky who've been impacted by natural disasters such as floods and tornadoes in the state.
I wanted to create something that would reflect not only their strength and their resilience, but also that would show the darkness, the fear, and moving then toward the light, to a new day and new beginnings and hope.
In her workshop, she has shelves of recycled wood she uses to fashion most of her collages. But on this day, Stone drives me to the area of London that was hit hardest by a tornado on May 16th last year, where there was death and destruction. It's here that she collected debris from the piles of items destroyed in the tornado. She used pieces of what she found to make parts of the awards. Returning to the area of devastation is emotional for her. She points to numerous white crosses lined up near the road, honoring those who lost their lives.
Each one of the crosses has some sort of messages on them, whether it's, you know, God bless you and your family, you will be so missed, rest in peace. Some of the other ones, love and hugs for you, sis.
A few weeks after the tornado is when Stone was told she could collect pieces of the debris from the destruction. She points out some of the items used in the Governor's Awards and the Arts collages.
We found a guitar, so a couple of the pieces had a slice of the guitar put into them. I also had found chair back rails. I sliced those up and put them in some of the pieces. And then probably the saddest piece that I used was I found a baseball to where the leather had been peeled back and it was all scuffed up and scratched and dirty, and I brought it home and cleaned it up and I sliced up the leather and put that in some of the pieces to represent the children.
Back at her home, sitting on her screened-in porch overlooking a lake, Stone holds up her iPad with pictures of the awards. She says she was asked to create 8 awards. Each collage is unique and displayed in a 26-inch by 22-inch frame. She describes one of the collages.
This has the baseball with the stitching, and then this particular one goes up to show the red. Red is the color of fear, and it was an extremely fearful night, but it's also the color of love. And there's so much love in Kentucky. In this particular piece, I had a little heart. It was a wooden heart, and I broke it in half, and I have it down at the bottom. And this particular piece was called Heartbroken.
Stone says the collages represent the strength and resilience of Kentuckians like Glenna and Freddie Angel. The sisters-in-law live next to each other in cabins on a farm in Laurel County. Their neighborhood was hit hard by last May's tornado. Glenna's 47-year-old daughter, Tiffany, was killed. The collages Alita Stone made as the Governor's Awards in the Arts touched these women deeply. The idea that Stone used remnants of the Laurel County tornado is symbolic to them. Freddie says it's one way to honor her niece and the others who were killed.
It means that they're not going to be forgotten. These people that, you know, they're gone, but their spirits are in those pictures.
For Glenna, who continues to grieve the loss of her daughter, the collages mean a lot.
It's heartfelt and it's forever. It's something that is so special that it's going to last into infinity.
Alita Stone says she's grateful her work is meaningful to survivors of natural disasters like last year's tornado. She says she'll continue telling the stories of Kentuckians through her art. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in London.